Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This will be Nintendo's second try at bringing the famous plumber slash superhero to the silver screen. In 1993, Bob Hoskins, John Leguizamo, and Dennis Hopper starred in another adaptation, which was a notorious flop in the film industry.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games, hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo. With me as always...
What's that I see in the air? Is that a hint of movie magic? It's Ben Vanel here, joined by... fellow film producer and screenwriter.
Yeah, you can't see magic.
What's that in the air that I smell? Even is that movie
now,
magic?
Maybe magic has a smell. I'll accept that, me, Adam Knox.
What do you mean you can't see magic?
I don't think you'd be able to see it in real life if there was magic.
It's not like carbon dioxide.
No, well, it's like if you levitate something, there's not... I guess there are sometimes sparks that fly out of a
wand. Yeah, it's little sparkles.
But the magic is the person levitating. You're seeing that. That's
you
the magic.
You can see the effects of magic. The flame is the result of gas, but you can't see the gas.
I guess. Yeah, you are right in
but
the sense that...
you can see the match.
You can see the match. You can see the wand.
Listen, you can see magic.
There's no way that I'm going to let anyone let me lose this pedantic, arbitrary point.
When you're watching a magician, the fact that you're seeing the magic, by seeing the magic, what you are seeing is... what you are looking at is the absence of stuff that reveals that it's not, a supernatural effect. Do you get what I'm saying?
Oh,
so you're sawing a woman in half, the audience aren't seeing the bit that makes it, actually happen.
Plus they also aren't seeing blood and guts.
Yeah. So for you to believe that you're seeing a magic trick, the only thing that's convincing you of that
is literally
the absence of the magic trick. Yeah,
The behind the scenes, There's a movie. There's a movie I watched called Color Out of Space.
Okay.
And it's like a Lovecraft, based on a Lovecraft book. Nicolas Cage is in it.
Okay.
It's like a good movie, but it's like the whole premise is like this meteorite lands and they go and look at it and there's this like magical color around it, like ethereal sci-fi that it doesn't exist on Earth. You know, it's outside of our spectrum.
Impossible to portray. How do they do it?
They just do purple. It's like... man, you can't just make it purple.
Purple is the most magic color, I will say.
I don't remember. Well, the color of magic, the Terry Pratchett book.
Oh, yeah.
Book,
oh, yeah.
Yes.
I think it says it's like orange, but not.
Yeah.
Okay, so like red.
No.
Well, sort of, but no.
But not.
Or yellow.
Like an orange that you've never seen before.
Right,
A kind of teal. Teal's greeny, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, like a tangerine kind of colour.
Not
kind
quite.
Of like that.
But one you've never seen, yeah.
Cyan.
No, again, that's Cyanara. Like blue, I think.
Magenta.
Or red? Magenta.
Cyan is blue.
These are printer colours now. They're not real colours. I don't give a shit about these. But no video games came out this week.
No, that's why I said there was a hint of movie magic in the air that I can smell.
Yes, I'll accept
that. You can smell gas.
You can
The smell's getting...
a little bit of artificial scent in the magic, though.
To help you from... Yes.
That's how Weird Al's parents died.
Wow.
Magic.
Magic, fuck.
They both got
cut in half by a bad magician.
The scent of a certain piece of movie magic has gotten a little faint, a little distance.
It has.
With the news this week that the Super Mario Brothers movie has been delayed. Big Shiggy broke the news.
Man,
I love that they lay this task at his feet. Like, he can't be having that much to do with the movie. They're like, Illumination Studios, they don't want the blowback. They're like, it's your character, cunt.
Yeah.
You get on Twitter and break the news.
They've had to message him the login details. And, like, I want it, all news would be better broken with, like, Miyamoto here.
Yeah.
Russia's invaded Ukraine. Yeah. Like, Miyamoto here.
Miyamoto here.
You know who the fuck this is. You know what time it is. And yeah, apologies for delaying it to the 7th of April, 2023. And then the 28th of April, 2023 in Japan.
Ooh.
Getting one back at them for all those early game releases.
What's happening in those 3 weeks?
The ship is going across, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're testing the reception. They might re-edit it for the Japanese audience.
Yeah, true.
So this is... April now is big kids / movie animated release time.
I guess. So it was going to be December this year, right?
Going to be
the holiday. No reason given for the delay. Weird for there to be a delay when we've still seen literally nothing about this film other than the voice cast. But yeah, no trailer, no concept art, nothing like that.
No. Which makes people, you'd kind of start to think, oh, well, I guess it's animation stuff that's the problem. If they've not shown anything and it's taking longer and working from home and all that stuff, maybe it's taking longer to animate than normal, but maybe... because they haven't shown any of it and the casting stuff got bad reception, it could be rewrites.
It could be. Yeah.
In that case.
Yes.
In that, if it...
given we know nothing about it.
Were it to be the case that the studio got a message the other day saying, Miyamoto here.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like this movie.
No.
The story's stupid. None of it's believable.
The story. Don't like it.
Needs to be more related to my childhood jumping around in a forest.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Picking mushrooms and growing twice the size.
Yeah. When I was a child, I had this experience where a giant ape climbed a building and swatted at biplanes. Mm-hmm. Can you make it more like that?
Yeah.
But
'twas Donkey Kong. No, that doesn't work. It's the other way around.
But in that case, and if they're scrambling around at DreamWorks? Illumination.
Yeah.
Famous
for the Minions.
Yes.
Oh, right. They're the Minions
people. Yeah, they're the Minions people.
Yes.
So if it were the case that they were looking for people to come up with a new treatment for the movie, we've been working lately... in the pictures.
We have. Yeah,
we have a little side podcast that we've been doing that some of you may
don't
have
don't tell the main
to.
Podcast about it. Only on Fridays is the side. For...
yeah, make sure you take a shower afterwards. Apply your cologne again so there's everyone... no hint of the pheromones.
Look, we all know what's going on.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like being Polly. It's kind of, if everyone kind of knows podcasters. About it, then it's sort of official.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it.
We've all got extra podcasters. Yeah. I mean podcasts.
Everybody does it, all right? But our podcasts need to stay at home and never touch another host.
Yes.
But yeah, we've got the show Hollywood Phonies.
Yes.
Which we've done one season of. We're midway through recording our second season.
Yeah.
It's got its own feed. You can go and find it. Just search Hollywood Phonies on your podcast app. And the premise of that is we riff out the plot, the entire plot of the fake movies that appear in the background of real movies.
That's right.
And so because this is the news this week, and because we've got some experience in this, we thought what we would do is we can get a jump on there being, because we know nothing about this movie. Other than the cast, no plot details.
Yeah.
We thought we'd spend this episode riffing out the plot of what we believe will end up being the plot of the Super Mario Brothers movie. And in April next year, we can see how close we came.
I am going to be fascinated to go into podcast statistics and just look at the graph for listenership. Minute by minute in the episode for right now.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know, as far as we're concerned, this is a fake movie. Like, it's appeared in the background of press releases.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, like this basically does count for the Hollywood Phonies criteria.
Yeah, exactly.
Now I am of the opinion that it maybe will just implode.
Yeah.
So
everything about the rollout of it is so weird and so backwards for how you would announce a movie, like announcing just the cast and just showing announcing the cast in a Nintendo Direct.
Yeah.
With just their headshots and then no, like, and did we talk about it on the show that Charlie Day, who is playing Luigi in the film, was on Jimmy Kimmel?
I think we did.
And he
got
asked about it and he was like, I'm Luigi. I don't really know much about the film. I just kind of go in and they say to me,
what's the rapport like with you and Chris? And he's like, I'm just going into the booth, reading my lines and going home.
He made it sound like he's not even been given a script. It's like someone goes, now say this. And he says it and then that's going to be the film. So there's not, I don't know. Everything about this kind of process and how it's all kind of being rolled out doesn't really... yeah, doesn't fill me with a lot of hope.
Mm. No.
Which is why we need to come in.
That's right.
And this is our pitch. We're gonna record. We're not even gonna release this. We're gonna put it on a floppy disk, put it in an envelope that we've dated.
Yep.
And then we're gonna, you know, hide it away, and so we can sue them for stealing our ideas.
Yes.
When the film comes out.
Or pay us a script doctor, Mario.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
And if it accidentally, you know, ends up on the Filthy Casuals feed, you know.
Hey. Yeah. That's mistakes a happen.
true.
So
we know that the process of recording the dialogue so far has been very isolated. So no crossover, that could make for some issues.
Not much riffing. There won't be much kind of like Judd Apatow improv style. Just get in there and start mucking around.
But that could be what they're redoing now.
It could be a monologue. You could have a riffed monologue from someone.
That's true.
A soliloquy.
Maybe we could assume that that is the problem they've realized, where they're putting everyone's voices together. It's like, hey, Luigi, where are you? Over here, Mario. That would be a bad read anyway. Yeah. But
So
you're saying, because that's okay. So when we're riffing out this plot, maybe part of it is we have to think about what is the reason for this delay, and we can kind of build that into our
reimagine the production process as well.
Yes, okay,
exactly. Maybe it was too isolated.
Yep.
And so now the movie is like all improvised,
all in the room
or
together.
Or there's just like a big chunk of it in every scene. Yeah, that's like
it's Curb Your Enthusiasm, where they don't get a script, they get a scenario.
Yeah.
So it's okay, you're a plumber and you've eaten a mushroom and you're really big. Go. What the fuck, Larry?
Hey.
Why'd you give me this fucking mushroom?
The purple one's unhealthy, but the green one is very healthy.
You
ate, the red one makes
you
me
ate my wife's mushrooms. That's Super Dave, kind of.
You ate my
wife's mushrooms.
Cunt is in the sink. the cast we will have to leave as it is, too. They'll be under contract, so they'll be in there.
Oh, hearing that someone got fired, that would be pretty amazing.
Oh.
Having made such a big song and dance about who's in this film.
Yep. Now that 4,000 people have signed a petition to get Chris Pratt out of the movie, we agree.
Yeah.
We will.
Honestly, in real life, that is maybe the one thing I could see changing. Like, he makes no sense as Mario.
Well, it's annoying that we haven't, because the Sonic movie getting delayed famously was due to a big redesign of the character.
Yes.
People hated their interpretation of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's annoying that we haven't seen anything that we can point to as being the reason with this. Like, if they had have released a trailer and it's like Mario's just humanoid, but CG like Polar Express style, and he just looks disgusting and grotesque.
Okay.
And they're like, we've heard your complaints. Mm. We've got to redo the whole thing.
So what about this then? Say, because that original Mario Brothers movie from like 93 or whenever it was, with Bob Hoskins and stuff.
Yes.
Very off script from how the Mario games were.
Yep.
Maybe Miyamoto prefers it that way. And so that's why he sent them a message going, Miyamoto here, you've made a Mario movie. And that's what they've been doing this whole time. They've been making Mario and Luigi and Peach. And it's all Mushroom Kingdom bullshit.
Mario, I've been abducted by Bowser. You have to rescue me.
I'm in another castle. And Miyamoto's like, I fucking did this already.
Right.
You're plagiarizing me.
This is in the games.
Make it
this
your
is a movie. Yeah. Make it different.
So the reason that it's, I agree that Chris Pratt, a pretty off-base casting choice for Mario, according to a lot of people. So maybe now you retrofit the Mario movie into fitting these actors. And so Mario...
Okay. Oh, no.
Mario is like a young, struggling actor in Hollywood.
Okay.
He's looking to get cast in something.
Yeah,
He does plumbing on the side, and we follow Mario's adventures through this bizarre and sort of weird looking but kind of fun kingdom as he tries to become. Because all I can see when I look at Chris Pratt is that guy wants to be an actor.
You know what I mean?
I see his headshots automatically when I see
mission
his face.
Accomplished. He is an actor.
Yeah,
I won't
He's
take that
Mario.
Away from him. Maybe the petition I've created on change.org will. But so, it doesn't have to be that, but some way of taking the people who are in it and making the movie fit them and going off script, or we could go regular straight down the line, let's make a Mario movie.
Well, I think there's probably a part of the production team of this that thinks that hates the fact that Wreck-It Ralph exists, because right. I think in a world where there was no Wreck-It Ralph, this film would be very like meta. Like Mario is aware that he's a video game character.
Right. Okay.
Given Illumination, and it's kind of, you know, it's like an American CGI animated film. There'd be a like an almost Lego movie, like, oh, there's got to be something more out there, for, you know, just running around doing what people tell me. It's like someone else is controlling me, like all sure. that kind of stuff.
Yep.
You could see it that being a part of it. But I think the fact that, yeah, Wreck-It, that's the whole kind of Wreck-It Ralph angle. I yeah. think they can't be as on the nose with it.
Mm-hmm.
So do we think it is just all going to exist? Because in the plot of the 93 Mario Brothers film is that they find this...
A portal
into another world.
Yeah, to the Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah, yeah. So I think with this, it's just going to be played straight. Mario, like, there's mm-hmm. He's not in the real world, but maybe he does want to be an actor because the whole premise of the games, Miyamoto has said that he considers the games to be like little plays. That the characters are kind of like acting in. So, you know, like the start of Mario Brothers 3 where there's the like,
yes.
it does look like you're in a little theater and there's the curtains on the side.
Yep.
So maybe it is something like that. Maybe it is something like...
Fuck, that makes a lot of sense.
So struggling actor.
But he's the actor who plays Mario. Or he wants to be the actor who plays Mario.
So maybe there's another Mario... The Mario plays are popular in the Mushroom Kingdom. So we're,
That's what Charles Martinet is doing.
He's playing,
you know, hero, famous Mario.
Yeah, okay.
And Chris Pratt is going to be like kind of guy who worships and wants to be.
Yeah.
I want to be Mario, but they keep saying my voice is too generic.
yes.
So I've got to work and change my voice to make it into Mario's voice. And I've heard that there's the other problem that they have with me is the shit I've said about Birdo. But also, I think the fact that there's a voice changing flute or some fucking item from
the game. Yeah, there's a flute. Yeah, okay. We can go get. Yeah. And yeah, because, and also like Charles Martinet, you know, he's an older guy. He has life experience. So it's always like, Chris Pratt. No, what's his name in this?
Well, maybe he's Mario, but the plays that are taking place, these like mushroom stomping, the Goomba stomping plays that all of the Mushroom Kingdom loves, they're just the most violent Punch and Judy plays, but everyone loves them.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
It's not Mario yet, or it's Jumpman.
Okay. Jumpman is the character?
He's the character in the plays played by Charles Martinet.
Great.
Is it Martinet or Martinet?
I always thought Martinet, but then I heard Martinet enough times that it's kind of like reprogrammed it in my brain.
Yeah, I don't know. Charlie Day's in it.
Yeah.
I do like the fact that you're referencing Punch and Judy. I would love the idea that it literally is like the famous Mario, he's like Lamb Chop. He's like a famous puppet.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, maybe so. We start with like the sort of 8-bit looking Mario in the movie, right?
Yes.
Da 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 ba, da. He's walking along and there's a bunch of shit that he's doing and it's a shit play. Mm-hmm. But the Mushroom Kingdom is the olden days, so everybody likes this shit play.
Yeah.
And he jumps on a bunch of shit. Then you pull back and it sticks and lit.
It's all
puppets.
2D and people moving cardboard across the backdrop of
Charles Martinet sitting to the side, little half moon reading glass. On reading out the script of like
a little like you know, megaphony trumpety thing sitting near him,
right?
So he's the lampified out the front of the play.
So we are assuming, because I think my big fear of the movie is that it's
don't
like,
be scared, Tommy.
No, the real movie. I'm terrified of it.
You can be scared of that.
That it's going to be just completely like...
generic and boring?
Generic, boring, kids movie, Minions. But I think in our version, we should be crafting the ultimate head up its own ass.
Right.
Just really playing to the dads that have taken their kids along who are like 45.
Big Charlie Kaufman fans.
Yeah, and want all the references to like...
Sure.
Yeah, all like every bit of like... classic bits of the games brought in. There's like references to the weird stuff of like Mario going to jail in Super Mario Sunshine.
Right.
All this stuff that is just prohibitive and boring and confusing to the intended audience of 8 years, 8 year olds.
Yeah.
I don't mind that at all.
Yep.
And then it's also just not about the games at all, so everyone hates it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So if we zoom out and it's this popular play and there's a bunch of shy guys and Koopas and whatever,
yep,
all sitting in the crowd, they're clapping, and it's just like the 16-bit clapping sound from the start of Super Mario All-Stars.
Yes, right, yep.
And you zoom out, and Chris Pratt's Mario is right up the back of the theater. He's kind of watching.
It's in a theater?
Yeah, I imagine it's a play.
Like an outdoor theater in the round sort
an
of thing.
Amphitheater.
An amphitheater is kind of what I'm imagining.
Yes. And like a Renaissance fair. That's what I'm picturing because we said Punch and Judy.
Yeah.
Right up the back of that, there's Mario. His name is Mario. This is a Jumpman play. He's up the back.
And this is all 3D animated.
Yeah. Okay. No, this is happening in a stage that's set up in like the courtyard of Peach's castle or something.
Right.
Okay, need to immediately get some kind of reference in there that the dads are like, yes! And the little kids are like, Daddy, you're scaring me. What is this?
The play is happening in the same place where they present trophies to the Mario Kart winners.
Yeah. And at the end of the play, it says like, we'll be touring. You can see this play in another castle.
And everyone goes, what?
Every reference should be like you sort of get it, but it's just
it's very poorly crowbarred
done. Yeah.
So what does Chris Pratt's character look like? That's what
he
I'm trying
to looks
picture.
Exactly like Mario. He is just Mario because Jumpman is in the play.
Sure. Right. So he is Mario. He looks like Mario.
His character's name is Mario. His brother is Luigi.
Right.
This is Mario and Luigi, but they're just not famous in the Mushroom Kingdom right now.
My big stress of this film is that it's going to end up, they're going to have taken the characters and they're going to have like DreamWorksified them.
No.
We don't think that's happening?
This looks like a Nintendo game.
Okay, great.
That part of it is fine.
So they're on model.
Except they're all doing that DreamWorks face where they raise one eyebrow.
That's exactly what I mean.
All of the time, they're all raising one eyebrow.
You just said that wouldn't be happening, and now you're saying it's happening
perfect,
all of the time.
But then one eyebrow's raised.
Fuck. Super Mario Odyssey, perfectly 3D animated representations with one eyebrow up.
And he's up the back of this amphitheater, Mario, and he's watching the play and he's enraptured.
Yep.
And he's imagining himself in there and swimming around and like imagining himself being an actor, getting all these trophies, you know, for acting, which are all like, you know, the star on the thing. He gets a star on the Hollywood Walk, on the Mushroom Kingdom Walk of Fame.
Yeah, great.
In his head, he's imagining that. And
he
then
steps on it, and then he like starts going all multicolored and you know, glittery.
Goes on a rampage, smashes down buildings,
punches Jimmy Fallon while he's on there. He's untouchable.
And this is happening in a little, you know, like cloud, a little dream cloud. And then at the end of it, he looks to it, and it's got a little face on it. And he jumps on top, and he jumps away.
One of those things throws a spike ball at him.
Yeah.
And then his boss, who I guess is like Kamek or whatever, is like, "Hey, Mario, stop daydreaming, get back to work." And there's like a burst pipe up the back of the amphitheater.
Yeah,
Mario is fixing as a plumber.
Yes. His boss is there with that much oversight?
He's like the venue manager. He's going past doing some other shit.
Okay.
He's on his weird little flying stick.
Yes.
What are they
Broom
called?
Stick?
Broomstick.
Yep.
So Mario is the
He's the boss of the janitors, and then he whips the broomstick out from under him, and then he starts brushing.
Yeah, that makes
sense. So this I love because it's like we've already wedged in about 48 references to games that came out pre-1989.
Yes.
Yeah. And yet we are just messing around with the established lore of the games to such an extent that already this is for no one.
Exactly.
No one is happy at this point.
This will happen.
This continues. This continues on for the entire film.
Into real life. Yeah.
So Mario, you've seen him want to be this Jumpman actor.
Yep.
That's his dream.
We need like an extra complication, right?
Yes.
Because we zoom out up to the top of the castle and we see Princess Peach. We go into Princess Peach's room or whatever.
Okay, through that like stained glass window.
Yep.
And so we introduce Peach straight away.
I reckon.
Okay.
Because she's got to be like the love interest, I assume.
Eventually. Well, mate, yeah.
Is it something where Jumpman he's an actor, but he's also, is he maybe like portraying these like reenactments of heroic deeds that he performed back in the day? Back years and years and years ago, but there hasn't been any trouble for a very long time.
That makes
sense. And then Peach is kidnapped by Bowser and Jumpman you know, everyone's like, well, you were the guy back in the day, but right. he's too old now.
I think
so Mario sees this as his opportunity.
I think Mario will do the real heroic Jumpman shit in real life, but whether or not Jumpman is fake, like...
I think Jumpman should be either a real guy, but from 200 years ago, and it's just an actor portraying him.
Right.
200 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, he's from the little cards that Nintendo used
to
make.
Exactly, yeah.
I think he could just be fictional. Because,
or he's
like,
fictional, yeah.
If you saved a bunch of people in a building from terrorists, people go, get a load of John McClane over here.
Okay, sure,
you know what I mean? Yeah. I think Jumpman is John McClane.
Right.
Yeah.
He's an idea. You know? He's like
a... Exactly.
Right, okay. Yeah, yeah. Right,
and so Chris Pratt is aspiring to play him, but maybe sometimes in this movie he might become him.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. There we go.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe we go up to Peach and she's watching the thing down there and she's like, oh, is it going well? And she's maybe a shut-in or something. I don't know what Peach's thing is yet because...
Yeah.
I think Mario...
Maybe she could be betrothed to Bowser.
Maybe.
And it's an unwanted marriage.
Bowser
she's
is Jack
chess.
Black and look, the...
she could be playing chess.
the on-the-nose possibly thing to do here would to make Bowser a big... shop producer who sucks.
Yeah.
Well, see, this is where I think we're not. We're working the Chris Pratt angle in.
Yeah.
And brother, have we got something juicy to play with when it comes to establishing the character of Bowser?
Yeah. He should be loudly heard off screen before he enters because I think we don't know who Mario is yet. We don't know that he wants to be an actor necessarily.
Sure.
I think we need to follow him home. Where he lives with Luigi.
He lives with his brother?
They do in the games. Or at least in Paper Mario. Those two live together.
Yeah,
yeah,
I
but
like
we're
that.
We're greatly diverging from the games.
We are, but they live together.
Okay. No, I like them living together. They have to live together. Okay. In a little mushroom, in a little bunk bed.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah, okay. There's a red floor and a green floor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Luigi's on top because he can jump higher.
Yeah.
Sure.
But so maybe
no
Mario's...
stairs pipe to get up and down.
Mm. What if Mario is like going for these auditions for being Jumpman or whatever?
Okay.
But Mario's thing is that he can't jump.
Whoa.
Oh, he's been a plumber so long, it's busted out his knees, having to get on his knees to fix pipes and whatever.
Yeah.
And his thing throughout the movie will be learning to jump.
No, he has to jump from the start. That's insane.
Yeah, this revelation, I think 45-year-old dad is doing massive soy face just in response
that's
this revelation.
That's fair. All right. Yeah. So
no, it's a key part of the character. It's all about jumping.
It has to be... Yeah, part of the reason that he wants to be Jumpman. He's like, I can jump.
He's good at it, and the power gets taken away from him at some...
But he can't act.
Three-quarters of the way through.
Maybe he can't act, so he needs to go on an adventure so it becomes real.
Yeah.
You know? He can fulfill the experience in real life.
That makes a lot of sense.
Maybe he never becomes an actor who portrays Jumpman. He just becomes a hero.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so then, all right, maybe we get Peach early on and she's like...
And that's
like,
Anya Taylor-Joy.
That's Anya Taylor-Joy presenting an award to Jumpman, or maybe because it's outside the castle, the performance, she's saying like, it's like a royal variety performance thing.
Yeah.
She's in a box.
It's the princess's jubilee or something.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
There's maybe like a little toad who's the king toad of the Mushroom Kingdom. She's Princess Peach, so it needs to be either a queen or a king.
Oh, yeah.
Bowser reckons he's king, but he's not the real
He's
king.
Not. He, no, he's the villain. Like I guess there is no king, or is there a king toad?
I think there's a king toad
that you see in I think maybe Sunshine.
Yeah,
there's like an old and maybe some of the Paper Mario
just
games.
A toad with a crown.
It's just an old toad. Yeah.
In Super Mario Brothers 3, there is just a king for each different world, and there's just some dude.
Yeah. Okay. That's true.
Just some different dude.
We
could just make it Princess Peach's dad is the king and she has and the mum is the queen.
Yep. So maybe he's just looking at that box and pining for her or whatever. Because if she's going to get kidnapped, classic style, I don't mind that.
Yeah.
I think that that's, you know, a pretty... That's a good nod to the fans.
Yeah. That's a trope that Peach has to be in there.
Yeah. It's a good structure for the movie as well.
I think in the film, she will somehow know Kung Fu and will kick Bowser's ass at some point.
Yep.
That's 100,000% going to happen.
Yes.
The toads are going to be the minions.
Yeah.
And...
God, you're right. I bet this isn't something that I'm saying as a joke for our version of this.
Yeah.
I bet in the real version there's a fucking toad that's dressed up like a minion at one point.
Yeah.
In the little overalls and the goggles.
And he's in our movie too.
Okay.
All over the shop.
Yeah.
There's one in the background of every scene.
Maybe okay. Every toad looks like that.
Every toad just looks like
there's
that.
There's just minions. Yeah. There's no toads. They're all minions. I've never seen Despicable Me, so I don't know much about minions. So, okay.
You've seen the memes, though.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
I posted the memes. Absolutely. I love the memes.
Yeah.
Oh, how good is it going
to
be in like...
Back in my day, we used to have no vaccines.
Yeah.
We'd fall off our bikes and we'd just get a scrape. Nowadays, everyone expects a trophy.
Yeah.
Reshare if you want more, minion.
Yeah. In like...
Popeye.
It's going to be great in like 2 years' time where all of our racist aunts are just sharing photos of toads on on Facebook. Because it's that's the hidden aim... of illumination here. They're like, you know what? We got to undo the damage that's been done to our beautiful character by throwing another creator's license under the bus.
Toad on there with like, back in my day,
Queer
meant weird, and it still does.
Yeah.
I can't do a toad voice at all, but neither can Keegan.
I couldn't do a toad. I couldn't think of a toad voice.
It's higher. It's like...
Yeah. When I had a
who's
cold?
Playing Toad in this? Is it
Keegan-Michael
Key? God damn it.
Well, do his voice.
So if Mario wants to be Jumpman, but he thinks he wants to be an actor.
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe Princess Peach is an actor then. And she is the princess, but she's an actor.
Yeah.
Sort of like...
Grace Kelly?
No. Well, yes. But also Harry and Meghan Markle.
Oh, sure.
Oh yes.
And maybe that's the conflict, is that Bowser is her father somehow.
Okay.
But Mario and Peach meet up and they want to abandon the royal family.
Yeah, we have a little joke. These films, they love their pop culture again.
Yeah, true.
For like the pet. So it's like them being interviewed by a version of Oprah.
Yeah. So she's in this thing with Jumpman, like pretending to be kidnapped and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then Donkey Kong could kidnap her. He's in the movie.
The play is a sock puppet play, isn't it?
With voices.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's voicing Princess.
Yeah.
I suppose so.
Voicing herself.
She's voicing Princess Toadstool.
Yeah,
in the play.
Yeah,
but her name is Princess Peach.
Right.
Because again, we're doing that thing at the start of this where we're making it look all... Maybe the intro of it is kind of Toy Story, right? Where they would always have those intros where it's like
Team America.
It's like it looks like it's a real, adventure that's happening.
Yes.
So we have it like properly animated like it's the games.
Yeah.
And then we pull back and we see that this has just been in people's heads and it's a shitty Punch and Judy puppet show.
Exactly.
In which... Princess Peach
is the actor. And maybe she doesn't necessarily want to be the actor, but her father, who I guess is Bowser.
Hung up on this.
Yeah.
Can't it just be two unnamed human kings and queens?
We can just have regular toads, but maybe she doesn't want to be an actor is the thing I'm thinking. There needs to be some sort of pressure between...
I think she's betrothed to Bowser, right?
Okay, so he's from the Koopa Kingdom.
Yeah. I'm thinking he's
a political alliance.
Yeah, I'm thinking we see all this Mushroom Kingdom stuff and then eventually we cut to Bowser, who's off in Koopa Land, he's in his castle, he's like shredding on the guitar, he's like rolling around doing all the sort of
he's
Jack
rolling
Black
around.
Yeah, there's a song. He does a song.
Yeah.
Jack Black as Bowser has multiple songs throughout the movie.
Okay, I love that. Yeah.
There's all these little kids, all the little Koopa kids, and then they've just added one who looks like Kyle Gass just so Tenacious D can be in the mix in some way.
And all the kids are School of Rock style kids too, right? Like they're playing instruments.
So I'm thinking we cut away to the Koopa Kingdom and we see him launching a plot to go and kidnap her to put on his own play.
Exactly.
Oh, great.
So what about this? We've got this great play. Mario loves it, but he's got to be a plumber.
Yep.
Everyone's clapping. Princess Peach looks a little unhappy while she's doing Toadstool, but that's her thing. The Toadstool Kingdom's, the Mushroom Kingdom's play is going off. Everybody loves it.
Yep.
We cut to same play. So maybe the first play has had great puppets, not those 8-bit ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Then we go over and the shit 8-bit puppets are the Koopa Kingdom's ones.
Love it.
Yeah.
Everyone's booing, bombs are exploding.
It's like a bad propaganda play about Bowser, right?
Exactly.
Like,
and it's Bowser's just, the no hero.
The little squid guys are like shooting ink up onto the stage.
What the fuck, motherfuckers?
Yeah.
This is a great play, motherfuckers. Bowser swears a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like these weird big songs. Bowser's like smashing it after people don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's brah brah, and his mate Donkey Kong, I guess, is like, I thought it went well.
Sure.
Here's Seth Rogen.
Seth yeah. Rogen, yep. Yeah, yeah, yep.
Yeah. And he's like, my plays are fucking going terribly, motherfucker. We need talent. These fucking fucks. And there's like a dry bones. And he's like, that guy can't act. And he goes, and,
yeah.
And yeah. falls apart.
Yeah, crumples. Yeah.
All of that sort of stuff. And so that's his impetus for kidnapping Peach, is that he wants to put on better plays.
I like
promoting
it.
Propaganda-wise, yes. Big Bad Bowser.
Yeah.
By the way, we need, if you are listening to this in April 2023, we need you just, you know, maybe have a little AirPod in as you're watching the film.
Yeah.
Please take some notes and let us know.
It's going to be like Dark Side of the Moon with Wizard of Oz. It's going to just line up completely right.
I bet at least three things from this will end up being in the film for real.
I think this movie is going to be
Pratt,
what the movie is.
Jack Black and Seth Rogen.
Yeah. It's Jack Black's the top hat Bowser. He's like, I want to be a star. Yep. You know, he's like, okay.
So we've set up, Mario wants to be an actor or he wants to be Jumpman. He kind of looks wistfully at Peach. Peach doesn't look that happy with her lot, but she's a good actor.
Yeah.
We've set up.
She wants to be able to pay more attention to the running of the kingdom.
Exactly.
She wants to be a serious monarch.
There's political issues going on, like the invasion of the Koopas might happen one day.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And King...
They keep amassing armies near the border. She's thinking about it the whole time.
King Toadstool, though, he's like,
it's time for the Grand Prix. And then, you know, there's just like a 12-minute Mario Kart sequence.
Let the soccer begin. She's like, there's too many sports in this fucking kingdom. But Bowser's got those shit plays, so he's like, I've got an idea of how to fix this, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Mario and Luigi are at their house, over in the Mushroom Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and Mario is practicing some lines for an audition he's got later that day.
Uh-huh.
Great,
and he's like, It's a me.
I would just say it's me. I wonder if they like me taking the character in a different direction, or if people.
I'm
going to
make this my own. It's me, Mario.
And Luigi's like,
it sounds like an audience booing, but it cuts to Luigi just booing.
Yeah.
You got to give this up, Mario. We're making it. You're not focusing on the plumbing.
Mm.
You know, we're going to be. We're going to
be
all washed
up. This is just a pipe dream.
Pipe dream's good.
Again,
you're going to flush our dreams down the toilet. He does like 50 of them.
Yeah.
You're really sinking our business. Sink.
Yep. Sink. I wish I could astral project so I could go into the offices at Illumination right now and just see how spot on we are with
just
these throwaway gags.
Whispering in their ears. Do this.
Like you can't act, Mario. You're fucking generic and bland, and like, yes, that works for some roles, but people aren't really into that sort of thing anymore.
Everyone looks like this. A short, squat guy with a mustache.
Maybe like, you know, 10 years ago people wanted a generic short, squat guy with a mustache in all of their movies, but now people want a little bit of variety.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah. No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, I believe in myself. For no reason.
So he goes off to the audition, and maybe because, again, one of the other roles that's been cast is Spike, the bad guy of Spike.
Sure.
Sebastian Maniscalco is playing him.
Yep.
So
which one's Spike?
Spike's the little green dude, and he's got like the big kind of like log with spikes on it that he kind of chucks down at you.
Oh, sure.
I so think I'm the same it's thing like, is sometimes an NFL player. The charge and chuck is like a spike.
Yeah.
Sort of like a big turtle.
Right.
Sort of.
But because he's got his little spiky log that he throws at you, I'm thinking Mario goes along to do the audition and he's like, how'd that go? And Spike just, you know, picks up the log and like chucks that at him and like bowls him out of the room.
He's the director.
Right. He's the director, yeah.
Right.
I just, all these like...
There's just a normal looking producer sitting next to him being like, you have to control your tempo or this is going to go
Mario's
into
just like,
the
hey,
news.
You should have just said no thanks.
Yeah.
And it's because of his voice, right? He's going, it's a me, Mario. And everyone's like, that's not what Jumpman sounds like.
Yeah.
And also you said your own name, Mario.
The
character is Jumpman. Yeah. And he's like,
you really don't get this, Mario.
His voice is terrible. You can jump.
Right.
I guess in this, you can jump, kid.
Yeah.
We'll give you that. But you're a voice actor. These are puppets.
The start of at the start of every audition, he jumps in and they're like, oh. And then he starts to talk. And
yeah, oh, it's me, Mario. Yeah. I'm here to play the role of Jumpman. They're like, you don't have the right sound, kid.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We saw someone else audition just before this. Maybe it's like another like mushroom, like a Goomba or whatever in mm-hmm. the overalls and stuff.
You know
stuff.
What it is? Yeah, okay.
And Spike throws the log at them and they get bowled out of the room.
It's a
and
shy
And then Mario
guy.
Comes in and he gets to jump he's able to jump
nice.
Over it.
Yeah. There's a shy guy reading the papers. He's like, it's a me, Mario.
You're going to have to speak up there, shy guy.
It's a me, Mario. I'm here to be jump man.
Get out of here. Throws the
Dunk. Throws a log.
Mario boing, yep. jumps over it because he's shy, you see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The log crushes the shy guy and like 100 points appears, you know. Like
exactly.
Right?
yeah, sure.
but Mario blows it because of his voice. He's walking out and he's mm-hmm. like, God damn it. My fucking voice doesn't sound right for acting. And
fucking
then,
voice. God,
God
damn it.
My fucking voice doesn't sound
There's who would be the wisest but creepy, sort of creepy wise Mario character? Maybe this is Kamek, and the boss was just like a regular Cooper or whatever back earlier.
Okay, mm-hmm.
And Kamek sort of comes out of an alleyway and is like, "I hear you're looking to change your voice." I was like, "How do you hear that? You were talking to yourself as you're walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
I overheard it. You'd have been if you want your privacy, you got to keep to yourself." He's like, "Yeah, okay, I believe that too.
Yeah.
What's up?" There's a flute, a magic flute, but it could only be found far away in World 4.
Okay.
It can alter the voice, but the voice contains the personality of the person. Be careful. Something like that. Something ominous. And he's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to go find it. I'm going to go find this flute.
Yep.
Because I want to change my voice. I want to be a great actor.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he goes... Right, mm-hmm. to find this flute. And while he's gone on this adventure, maybe that is when Bowser comes and kidnaps Peach.
It'd be great if they were aiming for the same thing, sort of like a Raiders of the Lost Ark situation.
Right.
Maybe Bowser captures Peach right after Mario leaves,
mm-hmm.
but then Bowser also wants to change his voice to sound like, you know, a better actor.
Yeah, so or Peach like, doesn't like his voice or something. She's like, yeah, there's got to be some reason for them to be after the same sort of thing, because either Bowser has the flute for some reason, or there's like...
I think it works if Bowser's whole thing is he wants to be a star, he wants to be making great plays.
Propaganda. Yep.
So he's going to abduct Peach, the best actress in the Mushroom Kingdom, and he's going to get the magic flute to make him sound... sound like
a It's not that
a
the flute changes
actor.
Your voice. It just gives you the je ne sais quoi. It just gives you whatever you need to get the job done. It just it's a power up. Maybe there's just one mythical kind of mushroom.
It could be the one up mushroom.
So it's not the flute. It's like in the reality of the film. The mushrooms that make you big in the Mario games aren't a dime a dozen. They're not scattered around everywhere.
Okay.
It's just this is this one. There's like a or there's like a
the mega
you know, forest
the...
with mm-hmm. them or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
You go and get it there. Forest. That'll power you up and that'll give you the power that you need to do what you need to do to the level that you need to do it at.
Totally. Okay. You want to become big. You know, it's like making it in Hollywood. I want to be big.
Yes. Yes.
That's not bad.
So
right?
It's just it doesn't specifically change your voice. It's just whoever you are. Whatever you need to happen.
You power up.
It powers you up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he gets told about that. Mario's like, no thanks. I don't do drugs or whatever. And then looks into the camera.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
But maybe the Peach thing convinces him that, well, I'm never going to be an... I want to act with Peach. Peach is great.
Yep.
She's part of why I want to be an actor. Hubba hubba.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Luigi's like, oh man, don't get into it for the wrong reasons. I don't know about this.
Yeah. Do it for yourself.
Yeah. So I guess now is when Bowser would swoop down in his fucking thing.
His airship.
He's got his little circle thing.
Oh, sure.
You know
His little flying clown thing.
Yeah.
So like Mario's hearing about this mushroom. He's walking home. He's like, I don't need no mushrooms. And there's all this stuff. And he's in his own head.
Yep.
And there's all these explosions and stuff behind him. Big bombs. Doom, 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 the airship.
Oh, yes. But that's not... If this is like a... This is a Hollywood animated film, so there's just going to be current top 40 pop songs just wedged in at every conceivable opportunity.
Right, right.
So all the, it's like, I don't think we even get da 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 da. I think we maybe get that over the end credits.
Yeah, true.
We just get like a new Charlie XCX.
I'm levitating.
Yeah.
So, but so Luigi before, when they've been talking, he's like, Mario, I'm trying to work this plumbing business too. You're too in your own head.
Yeah.
You're too focused on you being the hero that you never actually help others because you're thinking about yourself being the hero.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get out of your head. And Mario's like thinking about that as he's walking down the street. And he's like, that's bullshit. I'm always paying attention to other people. Boom! All this stuff is blowing up.
Oh, but, sure.
But there's a big attack. And he gets home and Luigi's like, Mario, are you okay? He's like, not really. I lost the part. He's like, no, I don't mean that. I mean the big attack.
They turn on the little mushroom TV.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
There's a little toadstool guy reading the paper and he's like.
The paper?
Oh, wait. They have TVs?
Yeah.
So plays are popular in spite of the fact that TV exists. Yeah.
But TV just shows plays.
And the news. Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Ah, Bowser's attacked. Rah, rah, rah. Princess Peach has been stolen.
Yeah.
And Mario's like, no. Not Princess Peach. She's a great actor.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're headed. It reports indicate they're headed towards the magical mushroom forest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think so. I guess they can just go like, yeah, they're going there. Or maybe he just has to go there on the way to get them. And he has to decide whether that mushroom will give him the acting power or the power to save Peach.
Mm.
Like maybe that's his choice at the end.
Oh, yeah. Because it imbues you with whatever power you need in that given moment.
Desire.
So he's getting it. Thinking that he wants acting in them, there's like a crucial moment where it's like he has to decide, hey, there's some things are more important than acting.
Exactly, because maybe he wants to be an actor so much and he's being selfish about it, so maybe at the end Bowser gives him the opportunity to be in these these things.
Yeah.
But then he has to, think he's going to do it.
And instead he uses the power of the magical mushroom to just become bigger and more charismatic.
Exactly. So
and jump even higher, I guess.
So maybe that's it. Like, it's all big explosions. Peach has been taken. Everyone's like, oh, no.
And then it's time for an ad.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That's going to be the other thing about this movie.
Yeah.
We're going to put product placement in there for Manscaped.
That's right. Manscaped is bringing you the Super Mario Brothers movie.
So, yeah, before they head out, now the quest is on. We got to find Princess Peach. We've got to find the magic mushroom.
Mario. But,
fellas, we can't do this with a big, bushy sack of pubes.
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't get overalls. That role because your mustache wasn't perfect.
I don't mind that. Yeah. You got to trim your nose hairs first.
Yep.
Come on, Mario.
Yep.
And you'll be able to do that with the fine products from Manscaped. Manscaped have been supporting us for a long, long time now. We're a big fan of everything that they produce. Their ear and nose hair trimmer is fantastic. The Lawnmower 4.0 is the best electric razor I've ever used.
Yep.
Bar none.
So Mario and Luigi strip nude.
Yes.
And then they're just both shaving themselves down together with the Lawnmower 4.0.
Into a little mustache under their dicks.
Yeah. Like Toad's underneath. He's getting hair all over him. So he's like...
Yeah. Donkey Kong, he hasn't, I don't think, really. Oh, he's Bowser's friend, but like he's just shaving himself completely off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he looks like Seth Rogen under there. He's
Luigi, shaves like a question mark block into his pubes.
It's all happening.
You know, you'd get another reference in there.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, Manscaped, they the performance package is one of their great little gift packs, I guess, where it's got like the cologne and the lawnmower, it's got your trimmer, your moisturizing balm for the ball sack.
Yep,
all sorts of shit. Like a little carry case.
And then, again, this is all dialogue in the film. And
this
see Luigi open his laptop and go to manscaped.com and he puts in the code FILTHY at checkout. And that
hey, Mario, what's that a code again?
Hey, what's that a promo code?
Why is it a FILTHY? What does that have to do with Mario?
The
code is a FILTHY.
Yeah.
That gets him 20% off and free shipping.
Yes.
With the code of FILTHY?
Yeah, wahoo!
Okay, and also in this movie is NordVPN.
Okay.
Mario, we got to look up how to get to the Bowser, but the Mushroom Kingdom monitors the internet.
Okay, it's like China.
Yeah. We got to pretend that we are in the Metroid world or whatever.
Yeah. Or maybe they want to watch some stuff about Bowser, so they change it to the Koopa Kingdom.
Yes.
Right.
And they're watching, or maybe like even Bowser's Castle CCTV or something.
That's it,
access the content from anywhere in the world and also protect our privacy at the same time. I'm not good at the voice either.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you see like outside the cable that connects the internet and there's one of those, you know, in some of the castle levels, how they'll have the little, like, what are they? The little black spiky little guys that traveling along little paths. So it's like it's heading into their internet, then they put the NordVPN thing on and the thing just gets like cut off and the little spiky guy just dies and goes.
Perfect.
Yes. So obviously important to have a VPN whether you're Mario or a regular person.
Yeah.
You can change your content to watch anything from the Mushroom Kingdom to Bowser Land.
Mm-hmm.
And protect yourself when you're doing online banking or whatever you need to do online that needs security. Mm-hmm. NordVPN does it. I've been a user of it for years and years and years, and I will continue to be so thanks to their support of this podcast.
Yep.
You can go to nordvpn.com/filthy, I believe, is where you go. Or you can use the code filthy on anywhere on their site for discounts. You get a free month on your plan if you sign up using Filthy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you also get some kind of bonus gift. They're a great service, and we thank them for supporting the pod and the movie Super Mario Brothers.
Yep. So, the Mushroom Kingdom has been attacked by Bowser.
Yep.
Bowser has taken Peach for the purposes of being an actress in his propaganda films, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. he makes with him and Donkey Kong is a producer of them.
Sure.
Mario and Luigi are back in the Mushroom Kingdom, which has been destroyed. They're doing some plumbing work, trying mm-hmm. to fix everything up. And Mario is telling Luigi, listen, before that happened, this guy, Kamek, came and told me about a mushroom.
Mm.
It was originally a flute, but we changed it. It's a mushroom that's in this one forest,
mm-hmm.
The forest of the Yoshis.
Whoa.
I
reckon we travel through Yoshi's. We hop onto Yoshi's Island on the way, I reckon.
Right. Yeah, is Yoshi been cast in this?
No, but I reckon you could.
I think it's, is it maybe just going to be like a wordless, like he doesn't, he's like a little dog or something.
Yeah. Maybe that's Charles Martin. I don't know who does the Yoshi voice, the batang.
Yeah.
He'll just be doing that, right? I don't imagine Yoshi's talking.
It's more of a pet, yeah.
Yeah.
But like he lies to Luigi, Mario does. Mm-hmm. He's like, there's these mushrooms, right? And they can make you powerful because they're doing all the plumbing repairs on the Mushroom Kingdom, and it's too much. There's so much going wrong.
Like,
so maybe if we went and got one of these mushrooms, we'd and he looks shiftily left to right.
Yep.
Be better at plumbing.
Yeah.
But he's got a secret agenda. Luigi, he's the trusting brother.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He knows Mario, but he also trusts him. Mm-hmm. And he wants to think the best of him. And he's mm-hmm. like, you know what? That's a great idea. Mm. We go get at the mushroom. We come back. We fix it the plumbing.
That's a great Charlie Day, by the way.
Hopefully someone looks after Peach, but that's not our job.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Why can't he be going to save Peach?
Because I don't think there's any reason for him, his character that we've made here, to want to do that. You know,
but we just know he's the hero. He's going to be the hero. It makes sense for him to want to save Peach because he's a big fan.
Maybe Luigi, when they're watching the plays, maybe Luigi wants to be, he's like watching it and he thinks, wouldn't that be cool being the hero? And Mario's like, no, it'd be cool being an actor, idiot.
Right.
And so maybe it's Luigi kind of put, you know, we got to do the right thing here. We got to, this is our chance. And
Mario
just goes along with it because he's like, I can get that mushroom.
Yeah.
Because maybe Luigi's also heard tell of the mushroom.
Yeah.
And he's like, that'll help us rescue Peach. And Mario's like, or make me the world's greatest actor.
Yeah. We set up that he's
really
a fan.
Destroyed the character of Mario.
Well, he needs to have a little arc and be the hero at the end, right?
Yeah.
And I reckon Toad should go along as well, who I guess is like Peach's brother.
There's a million Toads, so we can have that Toad be anybody.
Yeah,
really.
we could have... But it would make sense if, like, there was the Toad...
Yeah, Canopio.
...was, like, sent to rescue Peach as well. Like, you know, if we've got... This is the Mushroom Kingdom.
He's just their mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they're all just going to rescue Peach, then I guess it does make sense that Luigi would be like, we should do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can help here.
Yep.
Just doing the plumbing and fixing everything isn't enough. Like, everyone's so sad that Peach is gone. Mario's like, yeah, I'm a big fan, so
mm-hmm.
I'll help Peach. And then maybe if I help Peach, she'll help get me a role in the thing. So he is being a little bit, but he still wants to rescue Peach.
Yeah.
And the Toad is like,
He just comes along.
Yeah. They've got the kingdom would send someone, right? That's what I'm thinking is like, well, yeah, Mario and Luigi go for their own reasons, but surely someone's going to go rescue Peach, who's like from the Mushroom Kingdom, you know.
Charles Martinet, Jumpman, did used to be the hero, like the thing from before.
Okay.
And they're like, we're going to send Jumpman. But Mario hates Jumpman. He's seen all this stuff. He knows he's not good anymore.
Right.
He knows that acting has made him weak.
Yeah.
He's like, Jumpman's not going to be able to do it. Right. I can jump better than Jumpman.
Sure.
There's no way that like... And if I beat Jumpman at getting the Peach for real, mm-hmm. I'll be casting all this stuff and everyone will think I'm the hero.
So maybe there's a little party that goes out from the kingdom and it's like Jumpman, Princess Daisy, or Daisy. I don't know if she's a princess.
Yeah, yep, exactly. Rosalina or whatever.
Yes. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
There's like Wario and Waluigi are going with them.
They're going for even more selfish reasons,
yeah,
right?
They're going like, she'll give us money.
Exactly. They want, there's going to be a bigger award.
And so that's the crew that is officially being sent by the Mushroom Kingdom to go.
Sure.
Which propels.
We've put our best men onto the job.
Yeah. Exactly.
These two crooks.
It propels.
Jumpman, who's not even really around anymore. Yep.
And so Toad, official Toad, which is Peach's brother, comes to Mario and Luigi because they're plumbers.
Yeah.
They've been talking about it and they're like, oh man, poor Peach. And then he comes to them. He's like, listen, this is a secret. Neither of you can tell anyone about this shit, but I have reason to believe that party will not save Peach.
What about Toad is excluded from that party because he's not big enough?
Right, maybe he's just
can't jump as high.
Little Toad and they don't believe in him. And he's like, but those guys are fucks.
Yeah.
They're never going to get it done. And I know a way we can get in to Bowser's Kingdom that they don't know about. They're going to get fucked up on the way because there's a whole bunch of pits they're going to have to jump over.
Yeah.
There's like a water level. There's all this bullshit
there's
on the
ice.
Way.
Yeah. I've heard of this. This, you know, it's been passed down through the generations of this like mystical dinosaur that can help you. He just says a
system of pipes.
It's a
system of pipes that we can travel through to get there. That's why I've come to you, plumbers.
Yeah.
There'd be no reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does that sound?
That sounds good.
That sounds really good. Give them a head start
or something. Maybe there's, you know,
And then we get to like kind of have a bit of fun where we every now and then for a little gag we cut back to the official party who've been sent out. And
exactly.
It's going awfully for them.
Yeah. They're fucking up with some Mario thing.
Yep.
They're having a play. They're stuck on a big game board and they're like, wah!
Having a roll dice
and shit.
And then we see them doing like Dance Dance Revolution at one point.
Every time we cut back to them, it's another spin-off Mario game.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Oh, Picross.
Yeah.
Picross is just on the screen for like 5 minutes. It's not even like organically
worked in.
The first
3 minutes is like visibly the person trying to figure out what the rules of Picross are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then there's someone's trying to spot a fly in their party for a few minutes.
Rosalina gets really sick and somehow Dr. Mario just is there and is like shakes his head and pulls the sheet over her.
So we've done a little bit of rewriting and shuffling around there.
Yep.
Mario movie 2023 style.
Absolutely.
So just to clarify, Mario and Luigi, they're like, oh no. The poor Mushroom Kingdom, but they don't start anything.
Mm-hmm.
Official royal family sends out Wario, Waluigi, Charles Martinet's Jumpman, this like shit ass crew.
Yeah.
Yep.
Daisy,
Rosalina. Is there any other like
Baby Mario and Baby Luigi?
Yeah. Metal Mario is just all the other ones.
Yeah, that aren't evil. Yeah, okay.
They're all on their way to Bowser's Kingdom, but mm-hmm. Toad, Peach's brother, comes along and he's like, they're bullshit. Fuck them. I know how to get into the Mushroom Kingdom. We'll go do this ourselves. I just need plumbers because we got to get there through the pipes.
Sure.
Mario sees his opportunity to save Peach and
Luigi
replace Jumpman.
Luigi wants to be a hero.
Luigi's just lovely.
Yeah.
He's a good plumber and he wants to help.
Yeah.
And so they start going through. They see the other crowd all walk off into, you know, regular Mario level worlds to go help.
Yep.
Then they go brr, 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 down into a pipe and then we get, and for some reason everyone in the cinema will laugh and it goes because it goes do 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 and then everyone will chuckle and it's really fucking weird because it's just the music.
It's just do we do that like annoying thing where it's like they're looking around, they're like, where's that coming from, and then there's like a, you know, we look over and there's like a Koopa playing it on the bass or something like that. It's like, can you stop that? It's really annoying.
Yeah.
So it's already like a lame joke and then it's like, oh, but it's like meta texture.
It's meta as well.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah, yeah. This has to be an entry. Our pitch comes under the banner of I barely met her. What did we come up with the other day?
I have no idea.
I barely know her pitches was what we came up with.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, I don't remember this either.
It's like on the last podcast we did.
You mean like meta, I barely knew her.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're going along through the underground. Mario's telling him about this like creepy guy who told him about the power mushroom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Toad is like, fucking shut the fuck up.
Why is he so aggressive?
Like Adam's really lobbying for like a hard R rating for this film, just on language alone.
They'll still be rewritten.
It's Keegan-Michael Key is Toad, right?
Yeah.
He'll be like, hey, don't.
I said, bitch.
Yes.
Don't even think about that mushroom. That mushroom's bad news. They're dangerous. Mm. You don't want to be messing around with mushrooms. Some of them are purple and can poison you.
Because he is a mushroom.
Exactly. Mm. Toads do not eat them.
Yeah.
They're really scary.
Yep.
We shouldn't eat the mushroom if we see it. It's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks this because the royal family's been saying this, I guess, to stop people from eating them, to stop a revolution happening or whatever.
They're like nukes, you know. It's like, exactly. Hey, like we don't want mutually assured destruction.
They give you your heart's desire, right? And so it's like the last person who ate a mushroom, Bowser. He used to be a toad like me.
He
used to be normal.
Well,
he used to just be
a little turtle.
He used to just be a regular Koopa, but he had such a corrupted heart that he ate the mushroom and it created all this chaos.
Yeah.
It turned
Bowser's kingdom used to be part of the Mushroom Kingdom and he took it over. And
exactly.
Yeah.
Cranky Kong is also in this movie, by the way, from the cast.
Fuck. Who's playing him again?
I'll look it up. But so they're going through the pipes. Everything's all, you know, they're doing some Mario shit there. There's
jumping
some platforms.
And dodging. Sure.
They're like, this is taking forever. And then they jump on top of a ceiling and go through and go to a warp pipe.
Sure.
And all that stuff
happens. This is where they come out on Yoshi's Island.
Exactly. We're cutting back and forth between them and the Wario crew who are having wacky adventures. And then they come up. I think we're there. Ba-bang. What's that over there? Or maybe they're stranded for a while even. How about that? It's Yoshi's Island, but they think they're marooned.
Yes.
The pipe goes back down and they're like, oh no, fuck, we're stuck on this island.
Sure. There's like a couple of platforms, but they just can't reach them.
Right.
There's too many
of those little red fish things in the water. They can't get out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They're marooned for a while. And then eventually they find the Yoshis who let them
ride. All the different colored ones initially.
All of them.
Yep.
And they ride some of them and they do that.
They get up in the
flutter
air.
Jump.
Yeah.
Mario shit is happening, but so they're riding along, and somehow I guess Mario should figure out where the mushroom forest is.
Yeah, I guess we've had some complications there. We've probably had a bit more go on Yoshi's Island. Like, you know, there's a bunch of capers trying to get out of there. And then
they're having to cook those fish and they're there for a while.
We've got to have our equivalent of like a boss fight. There's got to be like a big kind of baddie that they come up against. Is it one of the Koopa kids or is it one of the like, what are the other kind of bosses that you have in the Mario games?
What's that one called? The like big one.
The octopus thing?
Like the guy who's in like the fortresses, you know, and he like goes back and forth and you have to jump on him. Three times.
They're often the Koopa kids.
Bam Bam, I think his name is.
Is he one of the Koopa kids?
No, I think he's like a side.
He's not a Koopa
kid. He's like
kid.
Spike. He's just a big toad.
Bowser fucking got around. I think. Because there's a lot of Koopa kids. He spread his seed.
but yeah, so I reckon they're just like hopping and flying on the Yoshis and they see the other party and they see him heading towards the forest.
Yes, they go up high with the Yoshis and Mario just sees it from up there.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, oh, great. All right, we're on the right track.
It all looks like that SNES world map from up there, too.
Yeah.
Are we having any bits? It's like because we're sort of like recontextualized the big mushroom, the Mario, the mega mushroom or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Are we having any kind of like Tanuki suits or... the cape. Are we having any of the other like little powers that Mario tends to get, or are we sort of just ignoring that?
When we're back in the Mushroom Kingdom, in the background, there's a furry convention, and they're all wearing suits, but that's the only time that gets used.
Sure.
Yeah.
I do also think that during this, we should be showing Bowser and stuff too.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
We're in the Bowser's Kingdom.
This is a lot of comic relief here. This is, you know, him trying to get
Peach rehearsing his play.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's deliberately doing a bad job, and Donkey Kong's trying to be like, he's riffing. Yep. He's in the plays too, and he's like, oh, what about a bong, Donkey Bong?
Yeah, Bowser's like, stick to the scrippy dippy dip dip dip.
Scrip baba da doo da.
Yeah, okay.
All that sort of stuff is happening.
Sure.
And Bowser is like, you know, he's flipping out all the time. He's angry because he ate that mushroom back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
He's losing his mind and yelling at them and throw it. He's got the stupid director's megaphone and the hat and everything.
Yeah.
He's getting furious. So we're cutting between those three things.
Mm-hmm.
Comic relief team, Bowser acting team, Mario and Luigi, and Toad riding the Yoshis. So yes, I agree. He sees it from the sky.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he goes, that's the way, down there. And they get lost in this forest.
That's it, right? I think, or even before that, they go to land, and they land in, what could be a boss fight here?
It's just a
little gate before Act 3. We've got a little conflict.
Wiggler's in the forest.
Okay.
Big Wiggler, because he's
Wiggler.
Eating the mushrooms in the forest, which makes him massive and angry.
Big
Wiggler. And we got to have a ghost house in there somewhere.
Oh, true.
King Boo's got to make a little appearance.
True.
Yeah, fuck.
There's a lot to pack into this last third.
There is.
We've had setup, we've had journey.
Okay, well,
we really wasted a lot of time with that play that has nothing to do with the Mario game.
It's the forest, and the Big Wiggler's there, and they fight. And during this big fight, they're like, Toad's like, look, he ate the mushroom. Mario's like, haha. And he pockets one of the mushrooms.
Okay.
Puts it in his little item storage box up the top of the screen for later on.
Yep.
Nobody else sees it.
Oh, there's like a coin counter and lives and all this shit on the screen for the entirety of the movie.
Yeah.
a timer counting down how long the movie has to go.
Perfect.
And the Yoshis all run away.
Yep.
The Wiggler, they have to fight for a while. They end up riding this steaming train Wiggler to the ghost house.
Exactly. They get lost. The they go a bit deeper into the forest to become spooky forest.
Yeah.
And we have ghost house, Luigi's Mansion, Boo combo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're going through there all, you know, just making direct eye contact with the ghosts all of the time.
Yeah.
Staring them down.
Yep.
Luigi's like, oh, I wish I brought my vacuum cleaner. Everyone's like, what?
It's dusty in here. That's why. Maybe this is where they bump into the other team, Scooby-Doo style.
Yeah, I love it.
Yes.
And they're like, we've had a hard time. There's been a normal man here along the way.
Right.
And he's like, what are you talking about, Daisy? And then...
Maybe the Wah Boys know there is a big treasure chest in the ghost house.
Right, and so they've led them in there.
Yeah, they're going for the gold.
Everything's all going wrong. Mm-hmm. But they go through like a weird door, I guess.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And that takes them to the Mushroom Kingdom or something. Or they go back through the plumbing maybe of the house.
No, I like the door idea.
There are trick doors in those ghost houses.
There are,
they go through one and they end up back at the start.
I love maybe... Yeah, while Luigi and Wario split off, they go for the gold, they get it, and then they go through a door and it leads them back to the... And they're just stuck in the ghost house, right?
Forever.
The end of them for the movie, yeah.
Right.
They've been selfish, they're stuck in the Boo house.
Yeah, we see him again over the credits, trapped in there doing whatever. For the purpose of the story, that's it. That's them.
That's them done. Yep.
Throwing gold through the door and it comes back out and hits them in the back of
their
head
and that sort of thing.
Rosalina's already dead, as we know. He's coming out.
Pronounced dead by Dr. Mario.
So now we've got Daisy, basically. She teams up with the boys.
Sure, yeah.
Right?
The princess must be in another castle, she says, and they're like, this is a house.
And that was at the end of the play earlier, remember?
Yeah, she's like, it's a funny reference.
It's a callback.
It's like doing a Family Guy quote.
It's like
whatever.
Rick and Morty, yeah, okay.
I'm funny.
Half the audience in the cinema are wearing T-shirts that have this printed on them.
Yeah. So now our heroes party is Mario, Luigi, Daisy, and Toad.
Because Toad hears Princess Peach's voice.
Yeah.
Coming through that trick door, and it's like
I baked you a cake.
Backlot entry into this movie studio, I guess. We set up the trick doors, bunch of Scooby Doo shit happens in the Boo thing, then one of the trick doors leads to Bowser's.
It can just lead to they can just come out at the front of the castle.
Yeah.
Sure.
Potentially.
Yep.
And
it's like How many stars do you, like, it has a little, like, have you collected enough stars to enter this castle?
Oh, yeah, nice. Right? And maybe Daisy is an actor too.
Yeah.
And she's like, I've got star power and it does not let her in. And yeah. then they just find some more stars.
They just find some more stars, yeah. They go galaxy style for a bit and grab some stars from the,
yes.
the sky.
Yes, Mario grabs a Wii remote and points them at the...
yes, perfect. That's what exactly what happens.
So now we're at the final conflict, I suppose.
Yeah,
which
gates,
is...
gates open.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
yep.
Luigi and Daisy, I think, during this, should have some furtive glances.
I reckon they should get split up and it should be those two, you know.
Just Luigi and Daisy. Sure, they're just, doing
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
They end up sort of together by the end of the movie,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what happens, but it just feels right.
Yeah.
Toad should die.
Toad's got to probably die, sacrifice himself for the greater good.
In some way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's very sad and like, you know, Toad's gone. But then when they're back in the Mushroom Kingdom and everything's resolved at the end of the movie, it's like, oh yeah, there's thousands of these.
Exactly.
Who gives a fuck? He's
and they're all
friend.
Clones.
Yeah. Toad, just brothers that all look the same. Toad walks in. It's like,
they've got a
I'm Toad number
mind,
three.
So he like remembers the adventure they went on.
I think it should be like the end of The Prestige and there's just vats of Toads
yeah,
all over
don't
the place.
Mind.
Okay,
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
All in pipes. And yeah. so... But, you know, they're in and there's this big fight or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. They're making their way through, jumping under, spinning things of fire and all of that
yeah.
shit, jumping over lava.
Yeah.
And
Mario and Toad end up at the set
yep.
where
yep.
Bowser is. He's like, what the fuck are you doing, you motherfucker? Where?
yeah. yes.
I'm going to throw a rock at you.
great.
And he's like, look... I'm going to kill you.
look, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
That's
look,
his line.
Mario,
yeah.
I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. Oh, before this, Jumpman. We forgot about Jumpman. He
oh,
was,
yes.
He
oh,
was with all of those
yeah.
guys. And he's made it
yep.
To the place.
He ran off ahead.
But here comes Donkey Kong and he's...
Oh, of course.
You know? Yep. And, or Cranky Kong is there. Sees old Jumpman and he's... Because remember,
yeah.
Cranky Kong is meant
Cranky
to be like...
Cranky Kong is, yeah,
the original Donkey Kong.
So yeah. maybe Cranky Kong is, yeah, part of the Bowser Donkey Kong... group
yeah.
and he's just been there as
like a Statler and Waldorf just
yeah.
shitting
yeah.
on the propaganda the whole time
yeah,
he thinks
yeah,
it,
sure.
it sucks
yeah back in my day movies used to be about something that mattered
yeah
yeah,
and he's like got a load of you jump man you're back huh well I've still got it and he lifts a barrel over his head and it like his back hurts
yeah, yeah.
And he's like ah. And then Donkey Kong comes and starts throwing barrels.
Sure, and
yeah,
Jumpman
yeah, yeah.
has to make his way up this little series of girders.
And he's trying to do it, but he's exhausted.
Yeah.
He's not the Jumpman he used to be.
No. He almost gets to the hammer power up, but just before he can reach it, he just collapses.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and then the hammer, he like knocks it and the hammer starts going do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
yep.
and just banging him. And he's like, oh, ow, oh, oh, oh.
And then Mario turns up.
Yeah,
and takes care of it. Bang, 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 bang. Gets all the way up there.
Well, he's standing there, and Bowser's up the top, and he's like, "You can't get to me. Donkey Kong's in the way, and all these girders."
Yeah.
You know what? I know you, Mario.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, no, you're right. He jumps up all the things. He's like,
he
hey,
gets Donkey Kong out of the way first,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You jump pretty good. You know, maybe I'd have a role for you.
Mm.
Maybe I'd have a rock and roll for you.
Yes.
And that presents Mario with his thing,
yeah.
where he has to be like, okay, the thing I've wanted forever is to be the star and the Jumpman guy. I want to be able to be in these movies.
Jumpman's basically dead now.
But he's seen Jumpman and he realizes that, like, he's pathetic.
Right.
Exactly.
He was just he's not what he used to be.
And he realizes that if he, by being the hero and saving the princess... that will make him the star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jumpman was popular because of like the stuff from back in the day, not
yeah.
because of the acting.
Yeah.
yeah.
And
exactly.
Luigi's been like, you know, you don't need to be an actor. What you need to be is a good person.
Yeah.
And
you know,
Luigi's
a bit of
down
stuff.
The bottom with Daisy, like, you know, fighting off Bob-ombs and
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
yeah.
Mario looks around and he takes the mushroom out of his pocket and Bowser goes, he recognizes it and he's like, well, you want to be an actor, right? That mushroom will let you have your heart's desire.
Mm.
Eat the mushroom, Mario. eat the mushroom.
Yep.
And then Toad is like hanging off of something. He's not dead yet, but okay. He's like hanging off of the girders.
Yeah.
He's impaled. He's like slowly dying.
Yeah, okay. Something's happened he's been to
shot.
Toad.
He's just been shot with a giant bullet bill.
Yeah.
Lodged in his side.
Oh, like, that would be cool. Someone brings out a gun and it's like the bullet bills are like the little bullets in Roger Rabbit.
Yes, yes.
And then he's like, don't do it, Mario. It's too much power. Be careful. And Mario like looks back and forth and he sees Peach and she's like tied up or whatever.
Yeah.
Yep. I guess she's like,
I don't even want to be an actor, really.
Exactly. She's like, I've really appropriately been given no agency in this entire thing.
I want to make a difference in real life. It's not that important. Yeah,
I don't really have much of a character, but you know, that makes sense for Mario.
Yeah.
And he eats the mushroom and everyone's like, oh, and cuts between all these shock faces. And then it cuts to Wario going like, ah, and he eats a big garlic or whatever. And he gets real big.
Yep.
And then he starts pounding Bowser. Bowser's got another mushroom.
Yeah.
He eats it, turns into Giga Bowser.
They both smash through the roof. They're like huge.
Yeah.
But Bowser overpowers him, has him pinned down. And just when it looks like all hope is lost, who should turn up? Samus, Link, R.O.B. the Robot,
Kirby,
Fox
Game
McCloud,
and Watch Man,
Mr. Game and Watch,
Captain Falcon.
I guess Fox is like, hey, my name's Fox McCloud.
McCloud.
I'm from the Avengers Initiative.
It is. Mark my words, there will be a bit of seeding future.
I'm
of,
from the Nintendo Initiative. Yeah. Right?
What endo?
Yeah. He like, that's great.
Yeah.
And then there's a Star Wing shooting at him. Yeah. There's Samus is doing.
There's just a big humanoid Game Boy. Like all the consoles are coming to life and walking around as well.
But Ganondorf's there fighting for Bowser.
Yeah.
They're all bashing each other.
We really skipped to what should have been the sequel with the ending.
Fuck it. We don't know. They're adding this. That's why they're extending it. They're wrapping the sequel into the first one.
I guess so. And then they can do all the spin-offs after that.
Right.
Yeah.
You set them all up so that you can go off and have your Pikmin solo movie.
Yep. Okay.
Oh, yes. Okay. Olimar's turning up. Wart gets a look in.
Oh, everybody's there. Yeah. There's like 10 different just men with swords, and they're like, we're all Roy.
Excitebike is there.
Yep.
Okay.
They're fighting. There's a bunch of Pokemon. They all attack him. Detective Pikachu is there.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan Reynolds is like, hey, whoa, get a this is a case of too many cooks.
Well, he looks at the camera. Exactly. Pikachu looks at the camera and does that.
Detective Pikachu is Deadpool in this, basically. Because Ryan Reynolds just won't stop talking about pop culture.
Yep.
Big fight. Blah, blah, blah. Got Bowser.
Mm-hmm.
Mario shrinks back down.
Mm-hmm.
And Luigi's like, oh, Mario, I'm so proud of you. You took the mushroom and it just make you enormous.
Yeah.
I thought it would make you an actor.
That was my heart's desire, Luigi. I wanted to be really big.
So wait, Luigi has the accent but Mario doesn't?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they didn't record in the same room. They didn't know what he
was doing. Charlie Day's going in being like, well, I'm playing Luigi, so I'm doing the voice.
I've got to sound like Luigi.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt literally doesn't know what Mario is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And Peach is like, you know,
what happens to Bowser though? He's probably got to be sent off to some kind, you know, he's going to come back at some stage.
Yeah, right. He would fall into the lava like at the in Mario 1, right?
Yeah.
And he will survive that somehow. Obviously. And be a burnt up Bowser next time.
Oh, at the very end, his fist comes out like a reverse Terminator 2.
Yeah.
They're like, we got to send Bowser away. We got to lock him up in a prison.
Yes.
Where no one is ever going to find him and no one will know that he's there. That's right, boys. We're sending him to the Wii U.
Oh,
he's a digital exclusive on the Wii U.
Yeah. Well, I forgot to bring this up earlier, but I thought there could be a bit, if we're going like real, you know, appealing to the like, you know, pop culture, older man tragic in the audience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We just have a whole section that looks like it's on the Virtual Boy. So it's just
black
and red. It's like people's eyeballs are getting burnt out of their skulls.
Yeah, maybe they open one of the doors in the ghost house and see a room that's like that and they're like, well, no one will want to go in there.
That's where they send Bowser to. They banish Bowser to the Virtual Boy.
To the Virtual Boy.
Yeah. The virtual prison.
The ultimate prison, yeah.
Like at the end of Superman 2, he's like stuck in these glasses and he's like, wah! Falling backwards type of thing. Peach goes down to Toad and she's like, you found me, my brother. And he's like, yeah, but you know who really helped? Mario guy. Mm. And I reckon he's probably got quite the hog on him. And then he dies.
Yep.
And Peach is like, okay. It goes over and like the we now flash forward, right?
Sure, mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. Of course, yeah.
There's da ba 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 ba, and it's a play and it's a Mario puppet jumping and yes. doing this story.
Yes.
Yeah, defeating yeah, yeah. Bowser. And we zoom out and it's some other actor. It's mm-hmm. it's like a different Mario character, one of the ones we haven't used yet.
Is it maybe Wario? Maybe Wario and Waluigi have become
sure,
actors.
Sure, yeah, they're goofy duo actors.
Yeah,
fucking
yeah.
Skull and Crunch or whatever they were from yeah. Power Rangers. So, and it zooms
Bebop and Rocksteady sort of guys.
Yeah,
yeah.
And Mario's still doing the plumbing up the back, but he's like, huh, and just smiling at it. Then Peach comes up. And she's like, another burst pipe, huh? Huh. It's almost like someone wants you to keep coming around here to fix these pipes. Speaking of pipes.
Speaking of laying pipe.
And then she's like, you know what I kept? And there's another
something
mushroom.
Something else might have burst a leak over here.
there's another little mushroom. And she's like, maybe have that. You got big last time. And everyone's like, what the fuck?
Is that like a Viagra replacement, Peach? What are you implying?
That's exactly
here?
It. We yeah. didn't use a fire flower.
No, that's what I was thinking yeah. with like the Tanuki suit and all that kind of stuff.
Maybe at the end.
Well,
it
because
fit
we
in.
Kept the mushroom as the ultimate power up, so maybe that's you know
exactly
in the sequel,
you
know?
Rank it up and up.
Or like yeah. they're in a room and it's like it's looking all romantic and he eats the fire flower and then he just like shoots some fireballs to some candles around
nice.
The room and then it's
yes.
like beautifully seductive.
Nice.
Yes.
And then it cuts to people watching them on the screen and they're like, "What's Bond doing? I think he's attempting re-entry." And it's just, I thought Christmas only came once a year. There's some end line.
Yeah, okay.
But no, we don't have explicit sex between. But like,
no.
Peach gives him like a little peck out. On the cheek. Sure. Mario is happy being a plumber because he's realized, you know, his own sort of thing is being someone else is the actor. He's enjoying watching the story. It's all happy, good, happy ending. Everyone's happy.
Yep.
And then we need a little stinger at the end to set up the sequel.
Who's? Oh, Bowser Jr. shows up.
Baby Bowser Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bowser Jr. and Baby Mario and Baby Luigi. Do we have all that kind of stuff being brought in?
I think just.
Not quite yet.
No, just okay.
I reckon we see Bowser's clown flying vehicle sort of crashed on the ground, and you see sort of like someone kick it and go, hey, do you think we can get this hunk of junk flying again?
Yeah.
And it zooms out and it's Bowser Jr. and like one of the Koopa
He's
kids.
Got the paintbrush and it's Kamek or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, that's it. So
and then they reply, yes. And then it ends.
Yep, okay. And then it dedicated to the memory of Bob Hoskins.
Yeah, yes. Minion winks into the camera and it zooms into his face.
Yeah, okay.
But he winks with three eyes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it is visibly a wink.
Yep. Written by Tommy Daslow, Ben Vanell, and Adam Knox.
Mm-hmm. Shigeru Miyamoto.
Yeah.
Yep.
He just spoke through. I don't think we had anything to do with that.
We were channeling
Miyamoto.
A higher power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That is the Super Mario Brothers movie coming out April 2023.
Yep.
We will have completely forgotten all of this by the time it comes out.
And then mid-credits.
Okay.
Mid-credits. Love a mid-credits.
Big portal opens.
Yeah.
Tails steps through.
Oh, God. There will be a crossover. Potentially.
Why not?
Why the fuck not?
Could happen. Yeah. For sure.
Or what's another? What's
Crash.
Another?
Yeah, Crash. Three quarter credits.
Yeah.
Yep.
Crash Bandicoot steps through.
Yep.
5/8 credits.
Hey, that could. Vector Man comes through.
Oh, sure.
That could be what's.
It's Voodoo Vince.
Yes. That could be what the holdup is that they're trying to secure the rights to all these other people to put him in, having some contract negotiations.
KO the Kangaroo.
7/8 of the way through the credits, Alex Kidd shows up.
Ty the Tasmanian Tiger.
Oh, yeah.
Gex, Spot. Glover.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Aero
the Acrobat.
From Jurassic Park, the Mega Drive game.
Yeah. Snake. Solid Snake.
Yep.
Master Chief.
Why aren't we making these video game movies? We'd make them exactly how people would want them, honestly.
Everyone would be so satisfied.
Yeah. Just make them stupid.
Yeah.
Why bother attempting to make them good? They're not going to be good.
Put the same ethos we apply to podcast episodes.
Exactly. Well, guys, thanks for listening. And yeah, if you're listening to this, you know, well after the fact and you're on your way to see the now released Mario Brothers movie,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, please let us know if we got anything spot on the money. I do think there'll be... I think we'll end up being surprised.
Yeah.
I think a surprising amount of this will be accurate.
I agree. I completely agree.
As silly as we were trying to be, but yeah.
We've got stuff right before. People have done that. They've listened and been like, hey, you guys predicted the blah.
Yeah.
So we're doing it on purpose this time and we'll get it 100% right.
Are we going to sue them?
Well, yeah, thanks for listening, guys. If you enjoyed this, we have our other podcast, Hollywood Phonies.
Yes.
Like I said, we take fake movies and it's pretty much like that. We spend an hour breaking down the plot. Yes. Kind of working out where it should go and coming up with a silly 90-minute movie in the space of about an hour-long podcast episode,
yeah,
often longer.
Season two of that coming soon. Three guests already we've done episodes with. Three of the best podcasters in the world, in my opinion.
Yes.
Genuinely.
Zach Braff and Donald Faison.
So, yeah, get on the Hollywood Phonies feed.
Yeah.
You can find that on all your podcast apps and add that. Catch up if you haven't already. Meanwhile, filthycasuals.com.au. We've got the YouTube stuff going up pretty regularly. We've got the premium Bandcamp episodes. We've got the Patreon where you can support the show.
Yeah, we'll be doing a big episode on Everything Everywhere All at Once in the next few days.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
On there.
Check all that stuff out. We'll be back next week. We'll be talking Switch Sports or whatever it's called.
Yes.
Video games.
We'll be talking video games.
We're not going to do this every week from now on.
No.
But yeah, thanks very much for listening. We'll see you next time. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals,
in this reviewer's opinion, this Mario movie is anything but super.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.